figure this out. Give us... Wait, are you mic four? Talk.
I'm mic four.
Is that... Can you hear that?
Can I hear myself.
All right.
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
Can you hear me?
Can you turn up your volume?
Hello? Oh, there we are.
Okay. Let me figure out the music. What do we want?
Hello?
Can you hear?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Are we live?
Yeah, I think we're live, but we need to figure out a song. Should I just turn this off?
Yeah, you should just turn this off.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? Hey. How has it been?
How are we doing?
It's been a while, Freeformers.
Freeformers. Welcome back to our show.
This is So Fresh, So Fine with Boston 359.
That's right, we moved.
And you're listening to 91.5
FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts.
Freeform radio.
And educational. Let's stay educated, kids. So I don't know how...
I'm just going to fill in our many fans.
Yeah, let's see how many listeners we got right now.
10! Nice, huge.
With one
high quality.
10 mobile streams and one high quality.
Love it. Okay, so we didn't have a radio show last spring, as you may have heard.
You definitely noticed.
You definitely knew.
The lack of hype posts.
Yeah, your Facebook post was like more of your friends and family and less of us.
Right, less of us.
That was just because WMFO are snakes, but like we're over it. We're back with a vengeance. We're no longer living in Tilton. We're no longer living in Carm. We are living on Boston Avenue. You've been to the Dunkin'? I'm sure you have. We live right across from it.
Dunkin' is our front lawn, you could argue.
Yeah, when you're getting your iced caramel coffee with two creams, just give a knock on our door, say I'm a huge fan, we'll let you in.
You can send us fan mail.
Send us fan mail. We'll read it.
We like packages.
Yeah, we love packages. We're homeowners. Millennials don't own things anymore.
No.
Okay.
We only own avocado toast.
Avocado toast. We can't buy
them. Have we picked a song?
No. Let's Do you know that song California by Anthony Russo?
I thought you were gonna say no, but we can play it.
Yeah.
Alright, 1 second. I'd just like to thank the fans.
I'm all about the fans. This is a low key jam for that late night study.
I know
right
Charlie
now.
Fisher's listening. Quick shout out to Charlie.
Shout out to you.
And
Charlie.
My sister Molly. Hey Moll.
Hey Molls.
How you doing? Alright, let's figure this thing out. We're in at Aux 1.
Turn
put that ish
and
up.
Press the thing.
And let's
press play.
Ooh. Hit the track.
I've been waiting all week. Take me anywhere you wanna. Tell me where to go, cause I'm new to California. I can bring the packs and she don't know how to roll up. Talk about your culture, I'm tryna get to know ya. Come on, pull off to the side and we can walk, walk, walk. Empty in the bottle while we talk, talk, talk. Now I got you open, speaking soft, soft, soft. What took you so long? You don't have to run away with me. I'm not asking you to change a thing. I'm just trying to catch a wave with you. Before we get in way too deep. There's a resi at the Lilas, cause it's just around the corner. Dressed up how you want it, girl, you know it's California. Are you really quiet? I just don't know what to order. I'm not trying to press, I'm just trying to get to know ya. And if you're holding on, maybe you should let it go. And if you're borderline, I'll get you a passport. Baby, if you think less, maybe you will laugh more. Mix it with the juice, like, ooh, that's what that's for. Private on the holler, we can walk, walk, walk. Now all that you wanna do is talk, talk, talk. Grab it on my belt like how you getting soft. What took you so long? You don't have to run away with me. I'm not asking you to change your thing. I'm just trying to catch a wave with you. Before we get in way too deep. You don't have to run away with me. I'm not asking you to change your thing. I'm just trying to catch a wave with you. Before we get in way too deep.
first sight. Don't feel bad that you did it on the first day. You regret it if you didn't.
You don't
have
to run away with me.
To run away, you don't have to run away. I'm not asking you to change again. I'm just trying to play with you before we get in way too deep. You don't have to run away with me. I'm not asking you to change.
Oh, hey.
Hey guys, so
we're back.
A solid lead in.
We're just figuring out some volume issues. I don't really know how to work this.
We're a little
this.
Rusty. We haven't been, Emily Deal hasn't been on the board since.
Shout out to WMFO for not giving us a show last semester.
Yeah, we didn't get a show.
Still bitter.
We were two-time vets. So I feel like we should talk about living in 359 since, like.
That's where we live now.
That's
yeah,
where we live now.
Definitely.
What's your least favorite thing about living in 359?
I don't like the kitchen.
Yeah. There's one...
And specifically, I don't like the fridge.
Yeah, there's one small fridge and kitchen for 7 people. Everyone gets 2.5 by 1 foot pantries.
Yeah. It's like, it's not great.
It's not ideal.
But we make
we're
do.
We're losing weight because we can't eat.
I eat pretty well, actually.
Oh, I do not.
I feast.
I do not.
But my bread went moldy today. Ugh, yeah. God, I have to go get eggs and bread.
Yeah, I have not gone grocery shopping in forever. So.
Do you want to go tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow's day off. Okay.
moving on.
My least favorite part was moving in. It was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And... Oh, no. My least favorite part is the moth infestation. So not
Ooh,
only do
yeah.
we have these little tiny... pantries, but we have moths. Izzy found shout out to Izzy. She lives with us. She found a worm in her Oreo.
Oh.
Yeah, from the moth infestation.
You
really hate to hear it. So on that note, let's get into the next song.
Yeah. This is a nice remix of a classic, Hey Ya, by Outkast, but this isn't by Outkast.
Nice.
So here, hit the track.
Oh. I'm gonna give a shout out. Also, shout out to MK and Celia.
Hey guys.
Long time fans, first time listeners.
First time listeners, long time fans.
Together.
talk about?
I have an idea. Since we just talked about what we don't like about living in the house, let's talk about what we do like.
Wow.
Crazy transition.
You go first.
I think my favorite part about my house, our house.
Our house.
Our house. Oh, we should play Welcome to Our House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we missed that.
Fuck.
Whoop. Whoop.
We're not allowed to curse. But it's fine.
But it's after 10, so.
It's after 10, so anything's
We're both ladies
possible.
Of the night.
So what's your favorite thing about
My room. I really liked how I decorated it.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I took a picture of it, some pictures on the fisheye lens, if you want to check my Instagram out.
Nice.
Grabbed it maybe 3 weeks ago, but. What's your favorite part?
No rules, man, you know?
Yeah.
No RAs, Turn up the. I have AC in my room. No AC in the dorm.
Hell yeah!
So don't have to worry about those fans. And our house might have heating. Our dorm didn't have heating.
Does our house have heating?
I think so, but like,
I hope
we
so.
Don't know if it works yet. Technically, our dorm had heating, but like it didn't work.
Only time will tell if our house has heating.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
Still waiting for season 8 of Game of Thrones. 2 years, but so hyped. You know, aren't we all?
Yeah, I don't watch, but I'm excited for you.
Yeah. So wanna hit the next track?
I guess we should hit the next track, you know? We have some quick transitions, you know, popping over. Gigi, do you wanna introduce the song?
This is AM to DM, recommended by Hannah Malik.
Oh, so it's gonna be like a rage.
No, it's a pretty low-key.
Low-key
night. We're just some low-key girls.
Some chill girls who GJ.
Yeah, we're not like those.
We're not like
we have a radio show.
Yeah, we're just chill girls with radio shows. You know, it's just relatable. Hit the track.
Hit the track, man.
Hit me up now. This ain't like me, but I'm caving. Cause I love your body in the shower. The DM I'm on my way through, pouring whiskey over you. I wanna be drunk. I wanna make love. Cause the DM I'm on my way through, pouring whiskey over you. I wanna be drunk. I wanna make love. Ooh, feed me crystal, sit all my senses. I'm invincible. When I'm high and reckless, bring the real me out my subconscious. Then I say things I would really like. What if we try this position that I saw online? It's okay if you don't get it. Time on Reddit. Cause the DM I'm on my way through, pouring whiskey over you. I wanna be drunk. I wanna make love. Cause the DM I'm on my way through, pouring whiskey over you. I wanna be drunk. I wanna make love. Eyes in my cup. I wanna be
Hey.
Hey guys, is my mic on?
Is it? Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna chat about the ghost and the radio.
The studio.
So for all of our two seasons, every now and then there'd be a mysterious loud sound that would fill through our headphones.
Yeah.
And the studio that like sounded like something straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
And we thought that it was a ghost, but we recently figured out that it was just buses.
Buses driving by.
And like, I guess the studio, because it's like soundproof, like muffles.
But I will say, like, the first time I heard it, I like almost
shittled
my pantalones.
Yeah.
So, but the ghost is back, but we know who the ghost is. Yeah. The ghost is our friend.
359 is also haunted.
Definitely haunted. I've had two weekends now where I've been alone in the house because the field hockey team, which represents every other person in the house, has left me. And like, it's an overwhelming amount of space that I just cannot handle alone.
Yeah, it is scary being in there on your own. One time, I was there with one other person, and I still felt alone.
Yeah, I tend to close my door when no one else is home, because like, that's enough space that I can handle.
Yeah,
you know, because once I open the door, it's like
free for demons to
literally
come in.
Like, people can come into my room, yeah. Haunt spirits, but once the door is closed, you know, it's just me.
It's just you and your inner demons.
Yeah.
What's worse? We'll leave that up to you, freeformers.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
All right. This next song is requested by my good friend, Charlie Fisher.
What's up, Charlie?
It's called Too Young by A-OK.
We're all A-OK.
We're all just A-OK. The kids are A-OK.
Hit the track.
You take two trains all this way when you know I can't stay out for too long. You put too much weight that I can't take. I'm gonna break, it's getting hard to hold. I'm afraid one day you won't be okay out on your own, but I gotta let you know.
Maybe I love you, I'm too young.
Wait, but which one do you want?
It's Sunshine featuring, it's by Kyle. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Emily. Okay. Anyway, we're still a little rusty, guys. Also, shout out to Mary. I think she's listening. I heard there's some complications, but you know what? We love our fans. All of them.
All of them.
All 11 of them. And
shout out.
So Charlie had
a conversation topic idea. He said, if we had to name our firstborn child an emoji, what would you name it?
Let's hear it.
So I've been tossing around. I'm scrolling through the emojis right now. I'm really getting stuck on the foods, you know? I think it should be food-based. I also thought about Umbrella, you know, and the nickname being Ella, because that's, like, kind of cool.
Oh, that's cute. Or
Umbi?
Yeah, because Umbrella.
Oh, yeah, Umbi. Hey, Umbi, can you wash the dishes?
Endearing might not be great later in life.
No, it won't. Gigi, do you have an idea?
Yeah, so...
Vitamin G. Please,
Vitamin G.
Only please refer to us
names.
Only as our radio
deal
names.
And Vitamin G.
Yes.
Get your daily dose. Mine would be, do you know the creepy red devil emoji?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like, there's one where it's, like, a mask, and it's got a long nose, and then there's one with, like, fangs, and it's front-facing. Mine would be the one that's front-facing, because it's, like, kind of cute, but also terrifying and a little hideous, which I think my child would be, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to lock that answer in, cute, messed up devil face. Is that, and you?
I think I'm going to stick with Umbrella.
And you're going to stick with Umbrella.
Umbi, right. For short.
Yeah, so feel free to call in, ask your friends, your family, that cute guy you're hooking up with that's actually not that cute, but you just convince yourself it is that cute.
Yeah.
I guess, because, you know.
Because, you know, you got to just give yourself that.
And ask them...
Hey, if we were, if we were to have a child together, what emoji would you like to name it?
That can only go well.
Well, only well. There's no poor answer.
Yeah.
Or poor reaction. Oh, we have some guests. All right, well, we're going to play the music and then we'll see what happens.
Love me blind, sunshine. I wanna bathe in your light, babe. All day, all night, babe. Make me wanna say, la 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 la. Take a trip down to the beach where the pretty girls live. Away from the condo, way up in the cold. Girl, you too fine to be getting snowed in. You know that shit. You spend your days inside. That ain't how you're designed. Was tan, but now you're white. Think you could use some shine. On the best coast, on the best coast. I did. We don't get those, we don't get those. Do you wanna come zone in the sunshine? Baby, yes, no, baby, yes, no.
Sunshine.
See what summertime's like. You need to be relieved. You live in 50 degrees. Girl, we getting high on high 79. Right. Whatever. All dubs, you have women, we weather. If your homegirl ain't babe, go ahead and let her. You out on vacation, your location doing better, yeah. Yeah. On the best coast, on the best coast. We don't get those, we don't get those. Do you wanna come zone in the sunshine? Baby, let's go, baby, let's go.
Right, yeah, babe, yeah, yeah.
I need
Whoa. Welcome back to So Fresh So Fine with Boston 359. I'm DJ Real Deal.
And I'm DJ Vitamin G.
And please only refer to us by our DJ names while we're in the studio.
So as some of our longtime listeners may know, we do have to give a PSA once during the radio broadcast, and this week it's gonna be on diabetes prevention.
Oh, nice.
This one's a long one, but it's got some sarcasm.
All right, everyone, hunker down, get ready.
Okay,
you might want to take a seat if you're not already sitting.
Here I go, I'm about to start reading. Want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paula Deen and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair. Nice. If you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy than exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Let's stay educated.
P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you things get better instead of worse.
Good. On that note, aggressive. Let's talk about our favorite snacks that we eat in our house.
Oh, sweet. I do love just going across to the mini mart, paying $6.47 for a Ben and Jerry's, and just going to town on it.
Yeah. I've been trying to get into these, like, Trader Joe's snacks. Yeah. The banana chips.
I've seen those.
You know, they're not as good as you want them to be.
No, you just want to get some kettle cooked salt and vinegar.
Yeah. I'm not doing my best on the snack department.
Not living your best life.
But I do make a mean quesadilla.
What's your favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor?
Okay, so there's like, I have a top
at the
four.
Moment. Give me at the moment. Like, what would you reach for in the fridge if they had all your favorite?
Right now, probably tonight dough.
Tonight dough.
But you know, I also am a fan of a classic fish food or a half baked.
I'm over half baked.
Oh, wow. Like, are you better than everyone else? Cool.
I'm humble, but I am better than everyone else.
Right.
As well.
Classic.
Not a big fish food fan because of the marshmallow. I feel like I'd either right now reach for that American Dream or
Dream
Boom Chocolata
classic.
Cookie Core. I'm a sucker for a nice core. Ben and Jerry's really outdid themselves on those.
You know, I'm not a huge fan on the cores. Maybe I haven't had the right one.
Yeah. Which one have you had?
The one with the caramel on the core.
Oh, Karma Sutra core.
Yeah.
That one is a little too caramelly and salty. It's like,
yeah.
That one was not my favorite.
Here's the problem is I'm not the biggest fan of salted caramel, you know?
Okay, well then that's just your
That's just like my first issue,
mistake.
You know?
Was it my turn to pick a song?
I think so.
Let's do that Would You Ever song. I feel like that's just like a people like that
What
song.
Is it?
By Skrillex and Pooh Bear. Would You Ever?
Would is it you, the letter?
No, it's just the
Oh, I found it.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen. Let's hit the track.
Would you ever ride away with me? Would you ever take a chance with me? Would you ever take a leap in the night? Would you ever change your frequency? Would you ever
beginning. Would you ever promise not to break? Would you ever give chance opportunity?
We're back. 1 second. Sorry. I had a topic that I wanted to talk about. I can't remember it now.
I got one. Trader Joe's versus Whole Foods.
TJ's.
I'm a Whole Foods. I'd rather go Whole Foods than Trader Joe's.
But the deals.
Honestly, I don't think Trader Joe's deals are like that great. They also didn't have green apples when I went there. I feel like you don't have green apples and you're not a grocery store. So like, you know?
Yeah. I'm just really thinking about, I had a really good topic.
There was like a matcha bar at Whole Foods. I'm not sure if you know what matcha is, but it's just like ice cream.
The ice cream and the thing. And I've like never dough. Had it. Is it good?
Yeah, it was like pretty good. I get behind it. But like the fact that they have a matcha bar is like kind of cool. Like it doesn't even matter. And a macaroon bar they had now.
I remembered my topic. Yeah, but you finished.
No, let's hear it.
Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the room, and by the room I mean our house.
There's so many elephants.
That's the ghost.
I don't think they can hear.
Okay, well we can hear it. Anyway, who dropped a child seat on our doorstep?
Oh,
what is that?
Oh, okay. So
that showed up on Thursday night, and I was like, what the...
So there is a part of a child seat on our doorstep, and it has been there for a while.
Is that...
We actually did just crack that code. Hannah knew all along.
Why didn't Hannah just, like, you know, send us a quick text?
Send a quick text. She said Mary dropped it off as a prank.
That's it. So now we just have the bottom half of a car seat.
And no one wants to throw it out. Same with that paint. There's paint.
I've wanted to text and be like, hey, can we just like get rid of this? Like,
because it's like not ours.
Whose is it?
I don't know. But it's like, I'll tell you about this later.
Okay.
This can't be discussed over air.
On air, not over.
Over air, over the airstream.
All right, well, I'm going to play... Wait, a new
turn.
Song. No, you just played that Skrillex song.
Frick. That's such a waste of a song.
Well, that was your choice. So my pick is, you know, Ali and AJ, they have a classic, you know, potential breakup song, you know, like whatever. They released a new single and it is
fire.
It's fire. It's so good. I've been trying to get people to listen to it. It's called Take Me and it's so good. It's like 80s, it's like good feels,
but
great
it's also
vibes.
Like 2010.
Yeah, it's like so good. I love it. Let's listen. Let's hit the track.
I've been spending my
Whoa. Hey, that was good. Let's just all accept the fact that this Ali and AJ single is good. Like, people are giving me a lot of shiitake mushrooms.
There's a lot of shittles.
Shittles about
Skittles
this.
Is what they call Skittles in Chicago.
About liking this new Ali and AJ song, and I don't want to hear it.
Potential breakup song is better, but that doesn't mean this is a bad song.
It's not a... Yeah, okay.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
No, that's what I'm saying. People need to get out of their own minds.
Like, not every song can be as good as Potential Breakup Song. Like, people just have to accept that.
No song will be as good.
Honestly, no song.
It was all our ringtones in fourth grade, third
grade. I had the Kim Possible, like, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Beep, boop, ba, 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 boop. Okay,
boop, 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 boop.
So I feel like we need to play this song now if we're gonna get to the other song.
Okay.
So this next song is called "Making Love to the Beat" by Watch the Duck.
Is it LUV? Yeah,
LUV.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Make love.
Hit the track. This is explicit.
Yeah, it's all good. It's after 10.
Let's make love to the beat.
Yeah. Oh, girl, I wanna meet your mama. I just wanna take you home with me. Smoke a marijuana, put the pussy in a coma. And you won't wake up from me. Ain't no been to be a square. I'm just gonna give you what you ask from me. Oh, baby. We keep getting closer. Now she all up on me. We not even dancing no more. Making love to the beat. Making love to the beat. Making love to the beat.
Better look like we're making love on the dance floor. I hear grinding doing drugs on the dance floor. Right here behind you, oh, you trying to get it up, huh? They change song, that'll probably mess it up, huh? Don't let them cut the lights on all night long. They trying to get you in the ride, get you right home. And handle that, handle that, handle that. Your ass look like you come from where they be bound at. Wanna dismantle that. Hold up, excuse me, where my manners at now? I don't know. Rather show you where the hammer at. Get your ass in the bed, put your head in the cloud. Dress so well, in doubt. I know, I know, I know. Hey, hold up, what you stopping for? Pay no never mind of them, no duck shit you be watching for. Raise it up, drop it low, make it miss and slap it. Yo, that's what I wanna do with you, and if we should do it too.
Yeah. Girl, I don't wanna meet your mama. I just wanna take you home with me. Smoke a marriage you wanna. Put the pussy in a coma. And you won't wake up from me. Ain't no been to be a square. I'm just gonna give you what you ask from me.
Hey.
Hey, everyone. Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic okay. Should be on.
I didn't really hear myself.
So,
what were we going to talk about? Basically, just, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
We
got some plans.
Yeah, we got big plans for the show this semester.
And by that, we just mean that we want to do a karaoke night.
Yeah, we want to do a karaoke night. There's a lot in store besides karaoke night, but that just hasn't been planned yet.
Yeah. We can always go back to our old list of ideas.
Yeah, you know, I feel that this is really our passion.
Maybe we could do like some round twos on some good ideas.
Yeah, like the roast. That went well.
That went so well. Feelings were hurt.
Feelings were hurt, and those feelings were only Emily deals.
Because I couldn't say anything that I wanted to say on air because your parents were listening.
But yeah, so we're back. We're better than ever. We've learned a lot over our past 2 years of Tufts.
You could say we've matured.
We've matured. Just because we're juniors doesn't mean we're juniors anymore, you know?
Yeah. Weenie Hut juniors.
We're not Weenie Hut juniors.
We're at Weenie Hut seniors. No, we're not. We haven't made it there yet.
Frick.
Shittles.
So,
let's see how many listeners we got.
I want to go to bed.
You know, it hasn't changed, so I think I this like might this be broken.
But we definitely have at least 4,000 listeners.
It says we have 10 listeners and one on high quality.
That person definitely just like left it at their work computer.
Yeah. I just... but like to all of our listeners out there
that are actually listening,
we
love and appreciate you. This show's for you.
You mean so much to us.
And we're here for you every Sunday.
Yeah.
At midnight. Or you could say every Monday morning at mid morning.
Midnight.
So we're gonna play us out.
Is it a long enough song for this?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to...
Oh, yeah.
So Fresh, So Fine with Boston 359.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform,
and Educational Radio. All right.
We love
so
you.
So, in honor of us moving into our own house, we'd like to welcome you not only...
To the show.
It's back for our reunion tour.
But we'd like to welcome
at our house. Welcome to our house.
I'm Vitamin G signing off.
I'm Real Deal signing off.
And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. See you next week, kids.
Come to my house.
Boone, associate professor emeritus.
Something saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Oh,